We have over 50 registered newspapers in Sierra Leone, but we are perhaps the only newspaper, you know, promoting the arts and entertainment. We have been doing this for the last 3 years. You know, it was born out of a passion, you know, to showcase the rich, untapped art and entertainment industry in Sierra Leone. You know, so we decided as media professionals to see how best we'll be able to create a platform, you know, for young talent, you know, to showcase our music, showcase our culture, you know, showcase our film, fashion, and all that.
What's the readership for a newspaper like the Arts and Entertainment?
The literacy rate in Sierra Leone is not that much, you know, compared to other places in the sub-region. You know, we have over 70%, you know, illiterate. You know, but even at that, we are still, you know, making headways here and there. Our readers mostly are made up of young people, the young population, the youth. You know, they are interested in entertainment.
You mentioned the number of newspapers in Sierra Leone. What does that say about the level of democracy and journalism in the country?
Well, this is my opinion. When you compare to you know, what operates, you know, in other parts of the region, West African region, and what we have, you know, in Sierra Leone, it's my opinion, is better, you know. I'll not say we have challenges, you know, the media landscape in Sierra Leone, we have challenges, but the media is relatively free, you know, in Sierra Leone. You don't get, you know, all these, what other places, you know, what they go through, you know, in places like the Gambia, in places like Nigeria, you know, so the media landscape is free, but we are still pushing, you know, for the Freedom of Information Bill.
Where you can request the government to give you information.
Yeah, it is your right. You request, you know, for information, and then you get it. But we are not there yet. You know, it has been challenging. They make promises, the previous government, even the present one. Our president, you know, during his inauguration, you know, 5 years ago, he made a promise that he will make the freedom of information a priority. And it has been 5 years. We are heading to the polls in November this year. It has not been done.
You mentioned Sierra Leone going to the polls in November. How are you people covering the political process leading to the elections?
It's a serious problem. It's a big problem, you know, back there in Sierra Leone. I have to be honest about it. You know, we still have journalists there that take sides. We still have newspapers, you know, that are being funded, run by politicians. They set these newspapers, you know, and they operate some of these newspapers, you know, in disguise. They have their agenda, you know. So we have some of our colleagues that they do take sides, you know, but we still have other journalists, independent, you know, we can count on. And they have been, you know, given a fair share, you know, when it comes to elections reporting, you know, back home, because they thought it fits that they owe obligations, you know, to their readership and their listeners, you know, instead of politicians. And they have been doing, you know, very, very good job, you know.
I want to thank you very much for stopping by our studios here in Washington, D.C., and just wish you the best of luck in covering the arts and entertainment in Sierra Leone.
I am really honored, you know, to be here. And I also want to thank you for your program. Most time, you know, I find time to listen to some of your programs back home. And I am fortunate to be here, you know, to see, you know, firsthand exactly of how things, you know, have been, you know, done here in the VOA.